From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The three U.S. Democratic presidential contenders met Saturday night for their third debate, with terrorism high on their agendas. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the story.
It was the first Democratic debate since the recent terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that destroys ISIS, but one that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum chose to change the Constitution to allow Kagame to seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. Kagame's current term expires in 2017. The U.S. and European Union say the amendments to the Constitution undermines democracy in the Central African country. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants are claiming responsibility for killing at least three people and wounding 25 others during a car bomb attack in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. A police spokesman told VOA the suspect car was detonated near a shopping center shortly after gunmen in another car opened fire on nearby government officials on Saturday. Local reports say at least one governor from central Somalia was among the officials traveling with a security escort. It is not immediately clear whether the governor was injured. An Israeli cabinet minister says the Lebanese militant reported killed by an Israeli airstrike Sunday near Syria's capital will not be missed.
Kuntar is known to be a very brutal terrorist. He has killed a civilian family, including a baby, many years ago, and he is still involved in terrorism. So if something happened to him, I think that no civilized person can be sorry. But again, I learned it from the reports in the international media, and I can make no concrete reference to it.
Samir Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces since the civil war began there in March of 2011. Sunday's airstrike struck a building in a suburb south of Damascus. There was no immediate official comment from Israel. In India, demonstrators are rallying Sunday, pending the release of the youngest person found guilty of rape and killing a 23-year-old student in New Delhi 3 years ago. Although he has served his 3 years, Reuters News Agency is reporting a petition challenging his release will be heard on Monday in India's Supreme Court. The prisoner was a teenager at the time of the attack, which triggered demonstrations and a call for India to toughen the punishment for sexual assault. Four of the other men arrested in the attack were sentenced to death. Two dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough seas. Fishermen initially found four survivors wearing life jackets early Sunday. Later, 21 people and two bodies were found in the choppy water. The boat was carrying 100 passengers and crew when it hit waves up to 5 meters high Saturday afternoon. Relatives of those on board the ferry are holding vigil, praying that their loved ones be okay. China state media say an enormous landslide has hit a southern city, burying 22 buildings, including two workers' dormitories. 21 people are missing in Guangdong province Sunday. Officials say at least four people have been pulled from the debris with minor injuries. Xinhua did not disclose any fatalities. The cause of the landslide is not clear, but the area has had considerable construction taking place in recent years. And voters in Spain choosing new lawmakers Sunday for what some analysts say may be a historic legislative election. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.